Angel of God, my guardian dear, take care of me today as I follow your word, L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Hello, everybody. How was your weekend? Good. Well, you had fun, though, didn't you? There you have it.
Sounds like you did drugs this weekend, Keith.
Was that out loud? No, we're going to do another Keith and the Girl show today. I figure we're here. People are digging it. Why not? We already sold the ad space, so we're kind of committed. Which reminds me, this show is brought to you by PickAnExcuse.com, the iPhone app. PickAnExcuse.com has over 1,000 excuses for any occasion. What's your excuse for not downloading it? It's free. Go to PickAnExcuse.com and download it now. Let me mention this also. Very excited. People are digging it. I'm wearing the shirt right now, my Pittsburgh shirt. Not only am I talking fast because they play tonight, and I think time goes by faster if I talk fast. Our Pittsburgh show is able to be downloaded. KeithandTheGirl.com/live.
There's a trailer right there to just give you a little teaser about what happens. And
That's such a good time.
Yeah, I would want to download the
show. Diana Deborah, John F. O'Donnell, Kyle, Newsy, Cal playing guitar, John doing stand-up, Ray DeVito, all bunch of shit. I got a marriage proposal I've never seen before in my life. Here's some comments. That show was such a good time, I can't wait to relive it again. Someone's getting their face all licked. I must know why. God, I'm there. Here's my cash. I miss the live shows. Beautiful. And I love John F. O'Donnell as a guest. Never actually seen him do stand-up. Aces. They love him. Fashion is dangerous, saying about John F. O'Donnell. I understand why John F. O'Donnell can't shut up. He needs to keep talking to distract a particular part of his brain, or else that part of his brain will tell his heart to stop beating, and he'll drop dead, I assume. I'm still trying to figure out what Matt Bray's excuse was.
There's a lot of response to Matt's show on Friday.
Always polarizing, this Matt Bray, who was
True.
Our Friday guest. Always very polarizing. Joe Culprit says about Friday's show, I have the Matt Bray drinking game.
And this is always the killer death game, no matter what. It's not like a happy,
right.
Let's drink every here and again. It's like a who doesn't die.
And it's never a compliment. I know there was a Keith Malley drinking game. I don't remember what it was, but I remember I didn't go, now that is a compliment. But the Matt Bray drinking game, every time Matt says, a lot of people think this, or I know most people think, that's one drink. You do a shot if he says, okay, but do you understand that, or do you know that? You drink four times a drink if he says, it's great that you think that, but the thing is, and you do 10 shots? He says, you do this to bury the pain. If he says, I'm not sure what you were taught, but the fact is.
Here's the thing. I am surprised, you know, between knowing Matt and hanging out with him being on the show and the response to him, I'm amazed that he can listen to our show. You know, with all the random things that we spew out that we call facts, you know, we're just like, most of the show is just opinion based. You know,
right.
It's just, here's what I pondered about that or something like that. With all the stuff that he can correct or has facts for or whatever, how does he listen to our daily show?
This person?
Matt.
Oh, how does Matt listen?
Matt.
Hearing all these things that are wrong all the time.
Yeah.
I see. I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot of Friday's show was, sure, that's what you would think, but, you know, did you know that this, you know, back history and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that is true. He was shot out of a cannon.
I'm sorry, who?
Matt.
He was shot out of a cannon?
That means he was full-on gangbusters.
Ah.
Junkenstein is saying, I understand the controversy on Matt, but I can't help but love his passion about stuff and how he stands on his issues even when it's super controversial. And he's just a smart guy. Hey Rube is saying Matt is a very cool dude, and the times I met him, he's been very cool to me. But I do wish he would stop trying to stir the pot. It stirred plenty on its own, and he sort of pushes it over the top.
And that's Doug, right?
That is Doug. That is our buddy Doug.
And I don't think he does it to stir the pot. I don't think that's the goal. I think it's just in his head, and he's getting it out, you know?
My name is Sean, says Sean. I'm 34, and I give no shits about this email. Okay.
I can't believe you read on.
I think I missed that part, to be honest. I defy you to re-listen to show 1287, the last one with Matt Bray. What's up with his maniacal laugh? I know he's your buddy, but he's not good on the show. Matt Bray needs his own show so that I don't have to listen to it. And he can just recap the last 20 Keith and the Girls shows for the two people that enjoy listening to him. Every 2 seconds, he brings up some reference without adding his own take to something said in a previous show. I think Hemda even started to get annoyed with Matt and his tangents and references. Anyway, I'm sure you won't read this, but maybe you will consider it the next time you think about Matt on the show. Peace, love, and KTG, Sean. Well, I was going to, but you never cared in the first place.
Right, yeah.
Angry Layla. It's her first post. So I count these as three posts. Somebody's got to rate this for their first post on our forums. I really liked this episode. Part of what makes it good is that Matt didn't let Keith bowl him over like he does sometimes when he asks questions he doesn't really want an answer to. I consider Keith and Hemda to be reasonably smart people, but I have to say in this episode, they were no match for the wits of Matthew Bray. He's not just making stuff up out of his ass, he's got some important facts and points he's bringing up. I was a little surprised that female to male or male to female trans folk and the topic of sexual orientation had to be explained. I would have thought New York would have seen it all. Better late than never, though. Here's something I noticed, by the way. Her name's Angry Layla. Anytime a chick has angry or feisty or something like that in their online name, they're minimal bisexual, maybe almost transgendered.
Really? What do you mean almost transgendered?
I
think we need some more explaining about the
angry
female to male.
Angry Layla could be an FTM or an MTF.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Is that how we're
minimal?
Picking them out?
Minimal. She had more sex with women than men. And she is angry about the patriarch in this society. Yep.
More sex with women than men.
I study this. I know I'm right.
I really need a follow-up from this person.
You can rate the Hemda during your girl meetings because I know I'm right.
Well, Ethan is writing in on the Matt Bray thing. Before coming to New York City, I was wary about meeting Matt, but after meeting him, I dig the shit out of the guy. Neither here nor there, just saying.
There you go. Well, let me say this about her saying, you think New York would have seen it all. What's the big deal? She's talking about a guy became a girl and doesn't understand why she's not allowed to play on a woman's golf team. And a woman became a guy, or is in the process of becoming a guy, is still technically a woman by any standard, and would like to, and is on a woman's college basketball team. To me, there's a lot of weirdness. I don't think it's so simple. What team a woman that used to be a man, or vice versa, should be allowed to play on? What if you just know you're a woman? Like, I know. Then could you play on the woman's team? Or do you have to go through some kind of surgery? Do you need to show that your dick is under 4 inches? To me, it's very confusing. It seems complicated. I am happy for Angry Layla that she has it all figured out. To me, the whole thing that we talked about on Friday seems very, very confusing. Why not have 12 guys say they're girls and just dominate?
Well, I think that she was more, Layla was more talking about how I was saying something like it's a female-bodied person, you know, things like that, where the technicalities of it were needing to be explained. I don't think that transgender is a new thing in the world. I think there's always been transgendered people, just like there's always been any kind of other person that you met, albinos or, you know, like people who were born not as 100%, you know, the usual, right? But I think that because now we're able to get the male to female, we're able to have these surgeries and they're more common and things like that. Now it's more, I think, in public, it's more in people's faces. So it's more of a conversation where, I don't know where you live, that every other person has a conversation about male to female. I think that we should all know about it and it should become more common, but we're just, you know, working out our thoughts about it, I think. You
but
know?
It's 2010, and now you're going to have to write, and it's confusing, and you have to start.
It's confusing when it comes to sports, because sports are divided specifically into male and female.
That's absolutely what I'm talking about, and you'll have to write in the rule book, not just you were born a woman or man, because I don't need this going to court, I'm just trying to watch a fucking basketball game, or be part of one, or invest in one. You have to write, are you born with female or male genitalia? Okay, well, everybody's fucking everybody nowadays. Do you have half and half? Now what do I do?
I think, because we were talking about this after Keith and I for a second, and Keith mentioned, what if, you know, these people have, sports is such a
Go get them. Testosterone.
It's very competitive. Sports is so competitive that there is a slight fear of what if somebody's so competitive, they're like, fuck it, I'm willing to change genders. I mean, it's hard to believe that somebody would do that, because I would not for anything change my gender, because I know inside and out I'm a woman. Keith, I can't see you changing your gender if, for example, you had an option even to make millions and millions of dollars as a talk show host, the thing that you really want the most to do. I can't imagine that if somebody said, you can get all your dreams come true, you have to be a woman.
But
I can't imagine it. However,
Do I have to turn my dick inside out into a vagina?
You do.
Or is it 2010 and I can go, I'm a woman? Wow, I got to prove it to you. First of all, I don't like labels.
No, because we were specifically talking about people who are either in the process of or, you know, we're talking about people who are changing their outer gender. So, you know, we have to consider some of them, you know, depending on which way you're going, you're taking testosterone or taking away your testosterone, having estrogen. Does that make you level with other people who were born in that same body that you should have been born in? So, you know, so does that, I don't think people are just going to change their gender. Because, I mean, gender is a huge thing. You know, you still would be straight, Keith, but you would have to be a lesbian after changing your sex. But, you know, then you have to find lesbians that are okay with you changing your sex, that you're really a man inside. You know, all this shit. I don't think it's just, poof, I changed my gender just for competitive sake. But I think that you mentioned, what about overseas? What about in countries that don't have as many rights and people are just being pushed to do something like that just for competitive sake? Who knows? But that's a whole, that's such a big level. Well, and this is all very new.
Well, Angry Layla has it figured out. She doesn't understand why there's a thing about it. So she's smarter than me. Good for her. Dear Keith and Chemda, says Joey, I'm a male straight tranny sober. So we got to figure out what that means now. I know Layla knows. And give one annoyed shit about this email. This person is upset about the guy that's became a woman and wants to play on a woman's golf team. They let her do it in 2008, so I don't know if they set a precedent. Surprise, she won. Like, tell me the rest of the people playing golf weren't like, well, of course. And he, she is like, I knew you'd say that. I mean.
Except that I looked things up a little bit, and if you're changing, she was changing to become a female body, right?
Right.
Yeah. If you're changing to do that, you are stopping. They take away your testosterone and add estrogen.
Okay, you still have the muscles. I think you definitely have the bone structure.
No, they're
structure.
Taking away what makes your muscle. No, testosterone?
Okay, you still have muscle. That takes away all your muscle.
It takes away the level of muscle that a man has.
I could not work out sometimes at all, and I just happen to get more muscle. Makes no sense. I think you're still going to get muscle.
But you have testosterone running in you.
You know what? I'm not going to argue about it. Let's say you don't. You have your bone structure. Is now your bones going away too?
I think you can have.
How come you see these fucking things that have the estrogen? Hey, how's it going? I don't know. Double up on estrogen then.
Well, I think you should look into, over time, with so much estrogen pumping into you. Let's say if we pumped it into you, we took away your testosterone, pumped estrogen into you, Keith Malley.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I think I might be able to have a punching match with you.
You really think so?
Taking away your estrogen.
I'm doing
taking
it.
Away your testosterone, yes.
I'm
taking
doing
away
it.
Your testosterone specifically, putting estrogen into you.
I might cry during it because I don't know why we're fighting in the first place, but yeah, absolutely. I'm in. That's ridiculous. Dear Keith and Chemda, I'm male, straight, tranny, sober. I give one annoyed shit about this email. I'm listening to Friday's show that you are talking about the female golfer who was suing for not being able to play because she was born a man. I get the argument that people may feel like they were born in the wrong body, but can we call a spade a spade? I feel like I should have been born a woman with the way I think, but I don't go get a sex change because I accept myself for who I am. So she's just a tranny. That means he dresses in woman's clothes?
I think it depends. Transsexual or...
I'm a lesbian in a male body. Aren't we all, my friend? I wasn't born in the wrong body. This is who I am, and I work with it. I need the cliff notes from Layla, I'm telling you.
Wait, this is not fair. You're a lesbian in a man's body, but you weren't born in the wrong body?
Although I don't agree with it, I'm okay with people getting gender reassignment. It's their choice. But can we stop doing it, then go mainstream with how you aren't being accepted? I try to side with them, but it's people like this person that keeps me from voicing support, the golfer. Not that it's right that they are discriminated against, but you should expect it. And stop pretending like people care what restroom you use. I've never once did a double take to see if someone belongs in the assigned restroom, and I've seen some ugly bitches. Hemda was right when she said it isn't fair, but so what? As cliche as it sounds, life isn't fair. Just as I dress in woman's clothing at times, if you get a sex change, don't expect open arms. Accept being different and stop bitching. You have to realize that it's all in your head. We know this because if you take the golfer's DNA, you will get a Y chromosome. The whole world could accept her as a woman, and in the end, she will never be 100% woman. When archaeologists dig her up in 1,000 years, they will probably assume she was a male in woman's clothing. Probably because everything evaporates except the dress she was wearing and the dick bone, right?
The dick bone.
Accepting yourself for who you are is an overall thing. Thinking of yourself as a different gender, then changing it to fit the gender, isn't accepting who you are. In fact, ironically, it's you trying to conform to what the world says what a woman should look like. Now, I'll be honest.
Are you following?
Because I'm not, but it had the balls to say something, so... No pun or lips. I don't know. I'm so nervous about being offensive.
I understand. What's this person's name?
Joey.
Okay. So what he said is he's a lesbian in a man body. So it sounds like he was born in a man's body. He's actually a girl on the inside and is into girls. So if you look at him, he looks straight.
Right.
You know? But technically, if he was born in the right body, he would look like a lesbian.
Is that fine? It's like, you should meet Joey. He's always fucking these chicks. Straightest guy I know. And that upsets him.
Well, like, that's the thing.
I'm gay. I'm doing something gay right now. I'm fucking a girl in her vagina with my penis, and I'm doing something gay.
And he's saying that you shouldn't get mad at those things. Like, he would not get mad. He would go, you know what? I guess I'm straight.
It does kind of look straight.
Yeah. So I understand that.
If I was in a movie, you would assume this is a straight couple you're looking at.
Right. So in terms of... Don't get mad at everybody that doesn't understand it. Yes, I understand it. If I'm looking at you and you look like a girl and I use, you know, feminine pronouns, you know, she and whatnot,
right.
You can't go, oh, I'm a he and get mad at me because you have to have a little more patience than maybe your average person, you know. Let's compare it to albinism. Victor Vernado, black albino, we know, has endured things that your average black guy wouldn't have to, or your average white guy, your average human being, anybody. So,
for example, people take him aside and they'll tell him a racist black joke.
Right. Yeah. Assuming that he's white because he has no pigment. Although he really looks albino, but you have to know what albinism is. You know
what? It doesn't matter. You're so different that I wouldn't include you on any of my jokes. You know what I mean? Better safe than sorry. Maybe you're a unicorn. Like, no jokes that I wouldn't say in front of my mother get told to an albino. Okay, better safe than sorry. It's so important to tell a racist joke if you can't tell what you're looking at.
He's also talked about how on stage he feels most of the time that he should just throw in an albino joke just so people aren't, the entire time he's on stage, wondering, am I seeing what I'm seeing? You know, because if you're not what people normally see, you should expect stuff. Now I understand that being with Lauren, I've bitched about, you know, people harassing us and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And people go, that's not fair. I get it. But that's the world. And I get that. You don't usually see a lesbian with another lesbian. It's not normal. Right. I don't usually see a midget, you know.
Right.
So I will probably report that. Hey, I saw a midget. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I saw two midgets together. Amazing. My day is made. But I'm not going to harass that person. That's the difference.
Would you get less hassle if you started saying that you were a straight couple?
And just yell at everybody for thinking
you could just say it. Well, Joey finishes with, I may not be female biologically, but I'm a woman at heart. Anyway, love your show. Peace and love to both of you. Thank you, Joey. Peace and love. Peace and love. Isn't it a shame, though? His name's Joey. Is he like, come on. You did not make it easy for me.
What?
Do you get it? That's a pretty masculine name, Joey.
Oh, like it would be better if his name was Sam.
Something, right, right. You had to give me Joey.
Well, how would they know?
The Wham is saying, Matt Bray's comments about golf and the Masters were incorrect. Women can play at the Augusta National Golf Course, home of the Masters, if they are invited by a member. And lots of women have played as guests of members. By the way, Brother Love rating, and don't forget, Joey was from the Facts of Life. And that was the tough one, right?
Oh, Joe. Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
I thought that was the sexy one, too. Isn't that funny?
Oh, she was my favorite, but...
She was good. Is she gay in real life?
I don't know, but I admired the ever-living shit out of her. I wanted to get a motorcycle because of her.
Right.
You know, I mean, now I'm nowhere near wanting to get a motorcycle, but I just thought she was so cool. And I think in looking back, yes, you could say it's because I am a lesbian,
right.
But in looking back, I think it's because she was the only one that talked normal.
Yeah.
You know, when Blair was like, darling, my Benedict, she was like, really, shut up. You know, and I like that about her.
I remember I was a kid and everything was a sexy. Remember how Princess Leia was sexy? Do you remember that, Akunda?
No.
I do. And then I look back now, she wasn't sexy then. We were just confused. But it, so even as a kid, though, I never found Blair attractive.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Nelly. Don't get me started about Nelly. Well, the way I'm saying, people, women can play at the Augusta National Golf Tournament, home of the Masters, if they are invited by a member, and lots of women have played as guests of members. It's still a little strange, right? Women can play in the Masters Golf Tournament if they qualify. To qualify, you have to win a PGA Tour event or be top 30 of the previous... People watch this? Or be top 30 of the previous year's money list, so only men have qualified so far. But if some girl decides to play on the PGA Tour instead of the LPGA Tour and wins the tournament, then they will get an invite. So a woman doesn't have to play on the ladies' PGA. She can go on what, let's call it, the regular PGA Tour. So this woman... who's a man,
yeah,
no offense, could be playing on the... If she thinks, well, there's really no difference, then play on the man's tournament.
That's not what I picked up from
but
that.
I guess that's not her point, no. Right? What Matt is probably referring to is the Augusta National Golf Course has no women members. The 300 or so members are all men. Martha Burke of the National Council of Women's Organization protested this at the Masters a few years ago. Generally, you have to be a rich CEO or a huge retired sports star who plays golf to be invited to join the club. People like Bill Gates and Arnold Palmer, Lynn Swan.
I am so amazingly not interested in golf that that's right. Hard to follow. Is that fair?
I follow. It's funny, you're all over the female-to-male stuff. That's where I got lost.
That's very interesting to me. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Is it shock? Are people aren't up in arms that women can't play on some golf courses? Or do you go, okay, that's their club. Can there be a place of only men or only women? Or is it just shout of discrimination?
Well, if it is a private club and right. It's not part of the main tour that everyone needs to be a part of, that's your private club. I believe that women have private clubs as well. You know, I believe that when I want to go to something and I want to make it all women, I don't think that somebody should call me sexist. You know, sometimes you want to be around your own gender for whatever reason, and sometimes you want to mix that in. I think if it's a private club, then it's a private club.
Hi, guys. I can answer this question you asked, by the way, on show 1287. We covered a lot of ground. You said the world's oldest person died at age 114. When's the last time I came to want to know when she wiped her own ass?
I think that's a decent question.
Well, Geraldine says you'd be surprised how many people at that age do lots of things on their own. I really would.
Yeah.
The jet skiing on sharks, I really would be surprised.
I'm really talking about walking by yourself and everything.
I'm talking about breathing. I mean, obviously, yeah. She's 114. She was in a hospital. She's been in the hospital for many years. They're talking to her. They don't know if she has a smile plastered to her face, but they can't tell if she even understands what people are saying. Mm-hmm. My great-grandmother actually died at 114, this person writes. Also, she is from Dominica. Look that up on your globe, Keith. Not Dominican Republic. Let me tell you about this little cheeky bitch. Why don't you just fucking tell me where it is? She did all her bathroom stuff and was pretty active for her age. She still cooked and cleaned up at that point. She died naturally, although she had a doctor's appointment the week prior to say she, quote, still had a heart of a child.
Okay, first of all, if I'm 114, I've earned the right that somebody else cooks and cleans for me.
Right.
At that point, please. I mean, I imagine that I pop out enough stuff at that age.
Well, you know
because
what?
Because it's old school. I imagine she had children. One of you motherfuckers is making me lunch every day.
You don't understand Dominica.
I see.
This is how things are done. You know what? I'm not shitting on your family. Go with what you want to believe. But it's your great-grandmother. You weren't a witness to it, and I think you've been fed a lie. 114 years old, she is not cooking and cleaning.
She's not. She's probably walking with a walker if she's
walking. She's not even walking.
If she's walking.
She's not. She's not going in, taking a big healthy shit, wiping herself nice. She's not. She's just not. That's beyond Guinness World Records. You die at 114. It's mind-blowing. We understand you're in a coma. Now, I don't know the deal with Dominica or what's in their water, but I don't know about this. I wrote about her hair at her blog. You can look at her website at designladynyc.com. She was born in the 1880s. My country, I was born there, is actually filled with centenarians. I guess is that people over 100 years old? My great aunt is in, I guess just old people. My great aunt is in her 90s, and my grandfather isn't that far behind. Anyway, love the show, Geraldine. There you go. Maybe your mom was, your great-grandmother was also a dragon. I don't know. I don't know her. But that sounds a little ridiculous.
We've seen some people in their 80s who are functioning just fine. How old is...
There's a difference between 80 and...
Absolutely.
It starts getting exponential. You know?
Yes.
Okay, if you've been on the... that dude that's sponsored by Smuckers, every time he says your name, you're ready to go. Do you know what I mean? And a birthday shout-out to Willard Scott. If Willard Scott starts recognizing your name, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I think we covered it. 114. When do you think you'll stop being able to function?
58. Yeah.
Come on, that's young.
Me and Catherine already talked about it.
Oh, yeah?
She's taking care of me at 58.
Ew.
Yeah. These are the salad years, I'm telling her.
You better get that in writing, because she'll still be able to run away from you when you're 58.
Brad says he's not all... So I'm reading some letters, people not pleased with Matt Bray. Everybody's not pleased with me either. I'll tell you the truth, if you can imagine. Brad is rating. Brad Weaver's rating, but signed to Chuck B, so I don't know who's rating me. Sorry to be a bitch, but can Keith please stop saying, of course, so much? I hate it. And it really makes no sense in any situation. Thank you. Love the show.
What do you think about that?
If it bothers somebody, this is the people show. And if you want me to change, I can change, of course. We were talking about Charlie Sheen, and he happens to think, like, he's crazy, right? Charlie Sheen is insane, whether it's drugs or what. He happens to think 9/11 is an inside job. And I said, it's kind of funny how everybody I know, and there's not that many people, obviously, but anybody that I know or know of that believes 9/11 is an inside job, didn't just fall down from two planes taken over by terrorists, you know, the World Trade Center towers collapsing. Anybody that thinks it's an inside job happens to be fucking insane. They just happen to be. And I tried at Loose Change. I've heard of these videos that are on the internet, and they're like, check us out. And I get into it. I'll waste my time on anything.
Wow.
Yeah, and I turn on, and I'll give it, like, you know, a 10-minute do, and if they get my attention, and, you know, I'm sure they can, I can be sucked into. I watch Ghost Hunters and be sucked. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Those look scary because you told me. So I start watching this, and it's like, then they're just making up shit. Like, you could tell you're being lied to. You could just tell. Not like, I doubt it, the government wouldn't do that to me. I mean, they're just making facts up. And so I'll tell these conspiracy theorists. And it's like, well, this part is obviously a lie, whatever it is. I totally forget. I add some examples right away. So I would say, and then they go, well, yeah, but there's other things in there that are mind-blowing and important. And I'm like, well, do you see how you lost me already? You don't. If there is something going on with 9/11, you don't got to add in bullshit to make it a movie-length feature. If it's only 20 minutes of being lied to, then give me that information. But it's such bullshit I'm being given, and everybody I happen to know happens to be fucking insane, where it says on the... Somebody wrote that on the website. It's this guy, Dead E Rest. And he wrote, oh, everybody happens to be fucking insane, huh? And puts a link. And so I click on it and goes to this place called ae911truth.org. And it's Architects and Engineers for Truth. People smart enough to know how a building can collapse. Would a building do this based on what we saw? Are there explosives on the inside set by our own government? That kind of thing. And I go, this is a perfect example. This guy's showing me this link. Met me in person with a mask on. Came over to me. Tried to stick his hand down my pant. I mean, the guy's really fucking insane. This is a perfect example of an insane person. You would think that the government actually did do, it was an inside job, 9/11, and then he puts people like Dead E Rest out there to confirm everything. Like, you know what? Tell people the truth. You fucking wacko. So he tells you the truth while he's wearing a fucking werewolf mask, putting his hand down your pants, and you're like, you know what? I don't need to know the fucking truth. Fuck you. Government's fine.
Wow. So they're making life a little easier for you.
They make it so easy because it saves me time. Because you're so fucking... Like, is there anybody sane thinking that 9/11 is an inside job? And they're like, hey, Dead E Rest, can you shut the fuck up? Hey, Charlie Sheen, shut your fucking mouth. Get your cocaine in order. Get your life in order. Then maybe go on a talk show. How come you're talking... you call in a talk show 4 in the morning, you happen to be high on cocaine?
Fooey's chiming in. Remember Fooey?
I remember my buddy.
It's been a while. He's in Montana for a week.
Hey.
Personally, I believe that Charlie Sheen's psychosis is an inside job. Somebody else must be behind that nut job. He's an alien robot.
I don't know. Fooey lives in Tulsa, usually.
Right.
I don't know if you know that. No, it's like, you know, it's like talking to potheads, I guess. The potheads that say pot isn't addictive or dangerous. And I'm like, well, you're a fucking mess. Where's your proof that I'm a mess? You need the burden of proof. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm done with this conversation. No, I don't. Keith Olbermann's going to be back on MSNBC starting tomorrow, Tuesday. After several days of deliberation, MSNBC said, we have determined that suspending Keith through and including Monday night's program, so that was a long weekend, is an appropriate punishment for his violation of our policy. Yeah, I think he's only missed one day then, right? Maybe Friday, too. We look forward to having him back on the air Tuesday night. So there you go.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. Speaking of theories, people think like maybe Keith Olbermann's getting a little mouthy and he thinks he's bigger than he is. And
oh, so this is just maybe shut him down?
Maybe it's just, yeah, let me tell you what, we'll fire you any fucking time. And our excuse this time is going to be you made some kind of donation to...
You think so?
Of $2,500 to some campaign that you like.
But they wouldn't want that in the news about their channel.
You got to, maybe you know? He's getting yappy. You got to shut him down. Or it makes them look more legit, like, yeah, we don't want our newscasters... Or, you know, opinion piece caster, whatever he does. We don't need these people doing anything that can remotely look shady. So let me show that we're on top.
I don't know that they would do that, but it was a point because we were saying how it's the news and he's not allowed to do that, but it's not a news thing. It's opinions on the news. So he technically was allowed to say that, right? Because his broadcast is more opinionated. And,
right,
and,
sure. He can say whatever he wants, sure.
Yeah.
But I guess if you have a, like, also he has to know, if he donated to a campaign of any kind, you would know, or you would look into, I am on a political TV show, one of the top channels that are political in this country. Am I allowed to do this? Call up your manager. Call up the show. Am I allowed doing this? Like, you would think that. Am I allowed to do this?
Or maybe somebody would have brought it up in all the years that you've been
I have a political show. I'm doing maybe. Something in my private life political. Am I allowed to do that? You can't. You have to be careful what you do. He can't just go and do a speaking engagement if he wanted to without checking on things.
Because his opinion counts more than other people because he's got this major platform.
Doug is saying he's allowed to do it if he discloses it. He got in trouble for doing it in secret. He knew what he was doing. You know, he seems smart enough. He knows what he's doing. And I'm going by the ESPN games he used to call. He seemed like a smart guy. He knew it when it was a touchback and a full throttle.
Full throttle.
He knew the nickel. He knew it all. I was talking on Friday about, I don't know what my siblings do for a living. Not really. I could say my one brother does computers. My other brother is unemployed. One of them's going into the seminary. He's a lieutenant. Is he really in the Army? Does he have to do a couple years afterwards? I don't even know.
Your sister, you never know not only what she does for a living, but where she lives.
She runs a sorority, but I don't really know what that means.
She runs a sorority?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? She watches us. I don't know if she's a den mother. I don't know. And I don't blame myself. So I asked people, the poll was, what do your siblings exactly do for a living? And your choices are, I'm able to tell you, I'm not really sure, that of course is me, or I don't have siblings, because I don't want the votes skewed. 78% said, I'm able to tell you. I'm not really sure, 11%, I don't have siblings, 11%. So, how do we figure this out? Okay. I don't have siblings is 11%. So we have to get that out of the equation and find a new 100%. So you take 100%. And you subtract 11%. So now you have 89%. So 89% is your new 100%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have 189%. Now you minus 78%, and you get 111% of people don't know what their siblings do. It's that easy.
What'd you get on the SATs?
Not the best.
Not the best?
I think I got 850, I believe.
And what percent is that when you...
Okay, 850. So right. You take 100%.
Right. And you add 850 to it, of course.
850. No, you would minus 850 because you're taking your score from 100.
Is there any division involved? Because that gets tricky.
Okay, I'm going to skip that for now and go to the English part. I actually did better, like you'd think. I did this talk show. I would do better in English than math on the test. I didn't. I did better in math. But in all fairness, during the English parts where you have to read like a page... And answer two questions. I'm like, I'll do the math on this right now. That's not worth my time for two questions. B, D. Next. First one done out of the whole school.
You're not kidding, right?
I'm not joking. I'm not reading all that for two questions.
Did you know that you weren't going to college?
Maria probably is in the library. Done.
That was the question.
I did want to do good on it. Maybe I didn't know I was going to college. But at that point, yeah, I probably have to know you're going to college, right? But I was looking at book. I thought I'd go to Carnegie Mellon, maybe some kind of bullshit art program. But yeah, I wanted to do good. But I'm like, I can't read all this for two questions. That's an assault on my time.
And when you graduated from high school, and when everybody else was looking into college.
I got an A+ in time management on that test. I don't know if you know, that's worth 600 points.
Okay.
That's where I got the majority of my points.
But your time management was awful.
Oh, yeah. I did horrible on a test.
Okay.
But I had a lot of free time.
But when everybody was looking for a college, you know, because your senior year is full of conversations about what college are you going to, not just between your parents and you and your teachers and you, also your classmates and you. Were you guys not having that conversation as much?
I'm sure I would. I didn't think it through. It's like, all right, well, if you're going to college, you have to have your shit in now. I'm like, I'll just look through brochures. It's fun.
Okay, so you kind of knew you weren't going.
I guess I did, but okay. I kind of thought I was. But I wasn't disappointed when school let out and I had my own apartment. And I'm like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, well, how did this sneak up on me?
I knew I was going, but when I started to look into applications and my parents were like, you can't go to an away school, I was so disappointed that I just didn't care anymore. Because I was a girl, I wasn't allowed to go to anywhere where it was like dorming situations or anywhere I couldn't commute to. And that was, to me, most of the, or at least half of the college experience was, let's experience being away from this fucking thing, you know, like you want out of your house at some point. And so I got so discouraged that I was only allowed to apply for local schools, which I knew I had the grades for. It's very easy. It's a CUNY college, it's City College. And so I sort of skipped the experience and I applied for very, I don't know, for schools that you didn't have to jump through hoops to. And I got in, I didn't give a fuck once I was there. You can't do that. You can't take my older brother and take him around to schools that he has the potential to get into. You know, I had similar grades to my brothers. I did fine in school. You can't travel around with him going, here are your opportunities, and completely squash mine because I have a vagina. I should have claimed that I was a dude.
See? See? And then what program do you get on? What locker room do you go to? Whole mess you have going on. Maybe now they'd be ready for you. Who knows? Well, I'm being told you get 300 just for signing your name on the SATs. First of all, and I think we've all heard that.
Yeah.
Why? First of all, why?
First of all, everyone has a different number, and I think that that's sort of a myth.
Secondly, 300? Keith Malley, I'll take 300. Goodbye.
You'll take 300, but no college will.
See, 850, I don't know. 850, they go, okay, this guy's dumb. You're not coming into my school. 300, they're like, this guy's fucking quirky. I bet he's so smart. He doesn't have time for this. Einstein didn't know how to tie his shoes. Of course not. That's stupid. He didn't bother. It's beneath him. No pun.
See, this is why Matt talked so much on Friday.
His head's spinning right now. This is how I get him.
With nonsense.
Yeah, I didn't get to tell my how'd she die story properly. This is how I get him back.
Oh, God.
I just give out wrong information. Andre from NYC, does anyone know if Patrice will return? She used to do Thursday gossip all the time. Well, I'll tell you what, I know, Camden knows, Patrice knows, and keithandthegirl.com/events knows. That's all I can tell you.
That's a lot of people who know, I think.
A lot of people know. Keithandthegirl.com/chat, people watching us right now on the cameras, we're having a time, everybody talking back and forth. Hung out with my buddies this weekend, in fact. Took some call-ins. You know, on the show, it moves a little quick. You can't take some dumb phone calls. Took all the dumb ones on Saturday.
So you log on. Let's just make it clear for new people.
Yes.
KeithandTheGirl.com/chat.
Yes.
So not only do you get to type out your shit, you can also turn on your own camera and people can watch you if your camera is up. So you can watch it. You can watch anyone's camera who's up.
It's like you're in my house, but I'm not skeeved out.
And you don't have to serve hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
It's a little cheaper.
It is a little cheaper.
It's
somehow they still get you.
I mean, the economy is getting better, but this is, you know, it's a nice alternative.
It's a new way. I think people are coming to my house for a football party tonight. Is it too late to do it over the chat?
Yes, it is.
All right. But yeah, we're talking to, you go in there, you sign up, you turn on your camera, we interact, people are calling in and all that. Do you remember the King of Assholes?
Yes.
Talking about this guy. His girlfriend calls in, and you know, I'm just saying, she's like, so you hate my boyfriend? I'm like, well, he's an asshole. She's like, yeah.
Now,
and then she goes, like, why do you think so, Keith? I'm like, well, let me tell you something. If somebody says to my girlfriend, your boyfriend's an asshole, I really hope my girlfriend doesn't go, yeah, I see what you mean, even before you give me an example.
True.
Get the fuck out. Then you know she's in the bathroom with the door closed and King Assholes is pounding on the door like, okay, it's not funny anymore. You just brought up that I cheated on you, so you're mad at me. Now it's not funny. It's only getting funnier. She's on the phone in the bathroom. He's hearing on the computer in the background. I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but can you tell him to turn down his computer?
He cheated on her.
Yeah.
They're still together.
That, I understand, yes. Who knows what they're saying? I mean, they're both off the wall. So I just caught up on, I don't watch feedback. Like keithandthegirl.com/feedback. I only look at that during the show. But I'm reading things he wrote then. You're ridiculously blowing my bullshit out of proportion.
Now, is he talking to you or the girlfriend?
I guess he's typing feedback to me. It doesn't go to her.
But I feel like he's hoping that you'll read it out loud to her.
Oh, I don't know. I would say, man, I can't get this guy out of my life. He always emails me weird shit on the forums, like just horrible things. And he types this in feedback. I'm out of your life. I haven't posted on your forums in over a month. You're telling me you're out of my life. Okay. All right. You know Elvis? There's this girl, Asby's, and he would be texting her and stuff.
Twittering?
And, yeah, like going on, I'm out with this girl or something like that. And I can never tell what was going on. I think he didn't want to tell me. I couldn't tell if I was getting on Elvis's nerves. She was there. We got to the bottom of all that.
Now, just to be clear, you know all this because he's Twittering, I'm on a date with someone.
Right. Okay. It's not like I'm saying private business. But I would tell you what happened, but that is very personal. It is just between those of us that were in the chat and on the Keith and Girl phone apps and on Ustream and the website. And that is it. Only us thousands.
I do know that I get your pushes sometimes. I'll be out.
The iPhone app pops up on the iPhone, right?
Yeah. So you can turn that off. I have it on, obviously. And one of your recent ones scared the ever-living shit out of me. And it shouldn't have. But I was just talking to you on IM. And then all of a sudden I get a push, you know, a notification that says, I'm in your phone. And I said, what? What the fuck? And then I'm like, what did I just say that would make him say that? It just seemed so personal. And in fact, somebody took a screenshot of their phone.
Right.
You obviously freaked a few people out because it was Twittered. Like, what the fuck is this? You know? So you really do freak people out. But mostly
hunters, you know? You know better. But it really seems like someone's in my phone.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, you take like half a second to glance and you're so used to, right, you know, just looking at your phone. But if you do have our app, it is free. keithandthegirl.com/app. It's free. You could download it and you get notifications like, oh, we're starting the live show right now. Or you could listen to all the back shows. You can look up guests on it. You can look at the links. It's got a lot of information. You can look through pictures and show notes about the show that you're listening to at the time. It's really, really cool. And it's absolutely free.
Brian Ward saying Keith's chat parties are great at teaching my daughter how to draw and say fuck.
Oh, goodness.
I'm raising her.
Okay.
I got Karma Kitten carrying my psychic baby. I'm watching what she's eating. She's taking good care of herself. A little cigarette too many. I don't like that. But she's doing okay. You can't judge. She hates it, too. She's upset, too.
As long as she's upset, right, that should be better for the baby.
My buddy Dean from Australia, he tucks his baby in with a nice Keith and the Girl shirt. Looks very cute. 1 year's old. 1 year old.
Brian Ward, who wrote in about how you teach his daughter to draw and say fuck, he posts pictures. His daughter loves our Keith and the Girl Frisbee. She has a onesie, I believe. Her page and his page is all full of Keith and the Girl stuff that she plays with.
Here's what I'm going to do. Because I'm seeing all these babies, right? Have a Keith and the Girl baby wrestling match. Now, I don't know how old you are. I don't think you can be two, right? They call it the terrible twos. I think you're talking and you're...
That's perfect.
It's got to be under that.
You're very angry at two.
I can't have these babies really getting hurt. They have to be hurt by accident. And now you picture like two... I guess it's toddlers, right? So you picture two toddlers in a ring.
Toddlers are older than two.
Toddlers are older than two? What's younger than two?
Wait, is it... It's babies...
What's a tiara? What age is tiaras? I know there's toddlers and tiaras.
Tiaras?
So you have these toddlers... And you put them in a ring, and they crawl all over the place. And once in a while, one will get pinned by accident. I think that would be very funny. You're not throwing them off the top rope. You're not being an animal, but I think that would be cute. Obviously, it's got to be edited for consumption.
Hey, Kat, are you listening to this?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to know if your girlfriend's listening.
Oh, she's at the gym every day. She's in. We're going to have the perfect baby.
infant, Ethan is saying. And, you know, Ethan, I don't know that you know.
I picture him smoking out. Don't you right now, like going, infant. by the way, best tits I've seen this weekend on the chat. Luscious Daniel, because her heat is broken.
Danielle or Daniel?
I don't know. Guy's a girl. I can't tell what it is. so covered up in scarves and hats because her heat was off. And
okay.
You know, it's getting winter now. Like two layers of coats. And to show her tits, she unzips, takes off like five layers, like real quick, shows nipples, then puts it back. Oh, oh God. And I'm like, that was the sexiest thing I've seen. I loved it.
You're fucking creep, you know that?
Like, oh my God, you really went out of your way. Do you remember this lady? Tell me if you do. I bet you do. Her name's Christine, and she has she had a seizure and has troubles writing letter. Like, writing a letter takes her months.
Yeah. We got a letter from her not that long ago, a few months ago, and it was... it looked like it was tough for her to write, but it was very long, and part of it had to explain that it's hard for her to write, but it was a very, very sweet letter.
She was talking about... she has a service dog, a dog that helps her get around. So she goes into seizures every so often. She's in a wheelchair, I believe, right?
She's in a wheelchair. Her dog is trained specifically because she has a seizure. So her dog is trained to only pay attention to her, not pay attention to anyone else. You know how other dogs respond to if anyone else pets them?
Right.
This dog does not. It's also, somehow it alerts her about her medication, the dog, and it knows what to do if she does go into a seizure. So it's very specific for, you know, her issues.
She says she wants to come to one of these Keith and the Girl events, but she has to bring her dog and she doesn't know about it. And Kemda wrote, you know, we would love to see you at the show. I don't know how dog laughter would go over. That could be distracting, but... Well, here's what she wrote about her dog. My service dog is really good. He is a seizure alert dog, so he lets me know when I am supposed to have a seizure.
Isn't that amazing? What is that?
I guess the way, like, kids can tell there's ghosts around. The dog can tell, like, something's changing. You know, like, the dog's like, I have a bad knee, and it's twitching. It's going to snow. You know, something like that. It's like, something's in the air, and you're about to have a seizure. And it's like, hi, dad. Oh, fuck you, dog. What if the dog's doing it?
What?
You know what I mean? Well, yes, my service dog is really good. He is a seizure alert dog, so he lets me know when I'm supposed to have seizures, and he ignores everyone wherever we go. Sounds snobbish. Picture his dog with its nose in the air. He is very good, but unfortunately, people always want to pet him and woolly booger him. I guess that's like, right?
I don't know.
It's a big hassle. Look at my little dog. I sometimes just leave him home because he draws a crowd. People are big assholes. He is awesome. He is trained to ignore people because he is supposed to watch me, not everyone else, but people swarm him like there is no tomorrow. He is big, and most people haven't seen a dog like him before in person, so they say they can't help themselves. Even with a big vest that says, please don't pet me. Oh my God, you're a dog that can write on your own t-shirt. You're the cutest fucking thing. How did you write that?
You know what? I would more be scared. Like, granted, you know, it sounds like she's in a wheelchair all the time.
Right.
So I would assume that the dog is helping her, especially if it says don't pet, right? So if it says don't pet, more than being concerned about this person with the dog, I'd be concerned about my own hand. If somebody's writing don't pet my dog on their dog, I would think if I touch it, it would bite me. That's my warning, right?
Right.
People are assholes then.
By the way, Brian Ward, though, is saying it takes 7 years for her to write this letter, though. So the dog's probably dead by now.
Good point.
He also helps pull my wheelchair and helps me get up if I fall. He is Coolio. I promise I won't come to a meeting because I know people would swarm him, even though I think most of your listeners aren't assholes. Well, hearts to you from the South, Christine. Hey, by the way, speaking of dogs and retardation, Joel Monaghan is an Australian rugby player. He decided to play a prank. That's what this news article says. A prank on his teammate. While the friend was out, and you know these sports, but it can get a little too testosterone. It's like, here's a picture of my balls. It's on your phone now. I mean, you know, it gets a little crazy. While the friend was out of the house, Joel Twittered a photo of him. Oh, it's close. Getting blown by his friend's dog.
So... Oh, God, this is so disturbing.
So it's a little prank. Ha ha. He took a dog,
right,
his friend's dog, and actually put his dick inside the dog's mouth.
So if you had a dog and you left it with Adam for a second, and Adam sent you a picture of
the
dog blowing him.
Right. That would be a joke.
So it's animal abuse of your dog.
Yes.
For his pleasure.
Right.
But he's not being pleasured. It's
right. Oh, he didn't come in his mouth. It's a prank.
Oh, my God. Why would you put your penis in a dog's mouth?
Why would you pet a dog that says, don't pet me, I might eat your hand off?
I'm going to go with the penis one, Keith.
He may now be kicked out of the National Rugby League. He should be kicked off of Earth. Here's a National Rugby League official. The fact of the matter remains that...
Oh, God, I thought he was going to read where the rule book says no putting penis...
Paragraph 5, Chapter 4 clearly states, if you're born a man...
It might be tempting, but...
The fact of the matter remains that in any circumstance... You know what? The rugby player should say, I look at myself as a woman and my dick is non-existent. Nothing was even there to put in his mouth. You saw something, but that's labels. The fact of the matter remains that in any circumstance, this is an appalling incident. They can't name what it is. It's getting blown by a dog. This is an appalling incident and one that has offended everyone associated with the sport. It is important that the club deals with it appropriately and that it reports to the NRL as soon as possible on the outcomes of getting blown by a dog. This is the CEO of the team saying it is something he will live with for the rest of his life.
Do you think?
It's a big cross to bear for doing something stupid. That's something stupid. Like, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done? I guess in hindsight, letting my friend's dog blow me.
And taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
So I can never go, just kidding.
And then Twittering.
Brian's writing in again, all the girls he's been with are now rinsing their mouths with bleach.
Yeah. Oh, man. They felt like half a whore when they blew him in the first place.
Cesar is saying, in a related story, Brett Favre has switched to rugby.
Like, what? Guys pick on guys in the cruelest way, especially like the more manlier you get. Do you know what I mean? If you're in a, you're getting ribbed all the time if you're on a male rugby team. How's a funny set? How do you get the one up showing a dog blew you? Like, hey, you want to go to the club? Ah, not that club. They only have dogs there. Oh, then I guess you want to go. Okay, all right. Come on, man. It was a prank I did.
It was a prank, but you used yourself for the prank.
Right. Did the dog do the prank? Like, I don't understand who did the prank here.
Maybe you watched Jackass too many times.
This is a story about Melissa Lee Williams. She's a West Virginian woman. She's 41. She's facing assault and weapons charges after allegedly waving a knife at two men who declined her demands to engage in sexual conduct at a West Virginia Motor Inn.
Now, the poll today would be, what's a sadder story? This one or the one we just read?
The October 22nd incident is detailed in a Jackson County Sheriff's Department report. According to investigators, this woman, Williams, again, she's 41. She lives four doors down from her estranged husband at the 77 Motor Inn.
What?
So her husband, so they had tough times.
Yeah.
A couple fights led to the house getting taken away. She showed up at his door and asked Danny Williams, the husband, and another man.
At the same time.
At the same time, because there happened to be another guy in there with him. To, quote, eat my pussy.
That's a quote.
At this point, Williams, the woman, commenced to undress herself.
Did she get a response first?
The husband declined the invitation, but the other man, Adam Watson, said, okay, I'll do it.
Nice friend.
However, as Watson approached Williams, the woman, quote, he became overwhelmed by a horrible vaginal odor emitting from Melissa Williams and declined to proceed any further. Then Melissa Williams produced a lockback folding knife, opened it, pointed the weapon at her estranged husband. She then uttered a line, quote, somebody is going to eat my pussy or I'm going to cut your fucking throat. So, you know, honestly, though, I've done it before. So I'm with a woman. We start getting in the mood. Maybe I'm young and I'm a pussy and I can't go through with it or something. You get a woman excited and you leave for any reason, they get angry. And that's what happens. She's like, no, you said. I started the trip. You said. You do it, ex-husband, or your friend does it. But my pussy gets eaten. My pussy gets eaten tonight. The deputy arrived on the scene. He observed her. And everybody, of course, was drunk. She was nude from the waist down. She was arrested for domestic assault and brandishing a deadly weapon. She was released from jail after posting $3,000 bond. Can you imagine what these bonds, bail bondsman stories they have to hear? Like, you have to tell me what you did. I need to know.
Don't you need to look into the psychiatric, some sort of evaluation of
something.
This? You know, I mean, I more feel bad for this woman somehow, where if you're going through that, there's something wrong. There's right. something wrong, because if you ever, ladies, am I right, demand for your vagina to be eaten, I mean, if you know you're about to demand, if you know already
right.
that you're about to demand it, you take some measures, right?
Right. You, right. If you're demanding it, you wouldn't have to demand it if just maybe an hour before, shove a cinnamon stick up there.
A cinnamon stick.
And shit out Big Red. Call it a day.
A cinnamon stick.
Sam from Ohio is asking, Keith, is your girlfriend smarter than you, or are you equal because she's young?
Sorry.
By the way, she's in this new movie, A Mastermind. She's the reporter. I don't know if you noticed. But I believe she may be smarter than me.
Oh, yeah?
I do believe that. I'm keeping my... I regret saying that. Already I'm dumber for saying that. She shouldn't have heard that. I'll never hear the end of it.
What makes you think she's smarter?
I don't know. I just get a feeling.
Her dad told you?
No, I don't know. I just got a feeling. She says smart things.
Oh. She says things that you're not familiar with.
Right.
And you just nod and go, Skype date.
If you use a geo anything in a sentence and you didn't pause so that you didn't stumble over the word.
Well, she's in architect school, right? I imagine that her math skills might be better than yours.
I wonder what her SATs were. Did they take SATs in the European countries?
So. I don't think so, but I know that they do have, you know, huge tests that they take.
I bet it proves I'm dumb. I bet the A in SAT stands for like America or something. By the way, this weekend I was playing poker. Saturday, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who's smarter. First place.
I got last place in that one.
First place. This guy, me, the opposite of last place.
Now, if you're not in the room with us, he's pointing at himself.
First so place.
When he says first place and he's pointing at himself, he expects everybody to know he's talking to so a cat. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
This guy, first place. And then we played again on Sunday. It's not important. But here's what you do. You go to keithandthegirl.com/poker and tells you how to play. We have games set up 8 p.m. every single day. And then here's what's written. It tells you the ID for the day, how to get there. Make sure... you sign up using the referral code KATG. We got some things going on with that, and I think it'll be fun for people. But that's it. KeithandTheGirl.com/poker, and they'll tell you exactly how to sign up. So sign up now so you're able to play tomorrow. I'm going to try to get in on that, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of, you know, I'm not blowing dogs on it, but a lot of ball busting, and it's a good time.
You know what? I came in last place the last game I played, and I still had a lot of fun because people could really, you know, we're just kind of like, poking at each other and
right.
laughing.
Megamind, by the way, is the number one movie. $47.7 million it made this weekend.
Megamind? Mastermind? What are you talking about?
Megamind.
You said Kat is in Mastermind?
Megamind. She's a reporter in Megamind.
Oh, you said Mastermind.
Did I say Mastermind?
Yeah.
So she's smarter. She would have got that right.
What's Megamind?
It's an animated film. It's in 3D. It's with Brad Pitt and Will Ferrell. They play voices. I don't know why you got to pay millions of dollars for a dude's face you're not going to see, but they did.
He doesn't have to do sit-ups for right. that 3 months.
Oh, he's eating donuts. You hear these actors. They're all mumbly in these cartoons because they can finally enjoy themselves. Number two is Due Date. Number three, Four Colored Girls. Bless you. You okay?
Thank you.
You all right?
I'm all right.
You getting you. Sick?
No.
What's happening?
Keith Malley.
Take it easy.
Moving right along.
That's the show. You take it easy. I do that anytime I want to do something. Like I want to end a business meeting short or something with Hend. I go, you okay? We should rest. Okay. I'm going to go to bed. Three is Colored Girls, a Tyler Perry movie. It's an adaptation of a play originally called For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Enough spelled E-N-U-F. Little behind the scenes. But if you're not a female African-American, you probably don't care. Number four was Red, and five, Saw 3D.
Oh, well.
Which I may not see after all. I said how I have to see it. I might be able to just follow the story in 2D. I haven't decided.
Pardons? Pardons?
I haven't decided.
Pardons? Yet. Pardons? Oh, or you're going to see it, just not in the movie theater.
I will absolutely see it. I've seen all 12 of them.
Okay.
So I have to see it. Hear the story about the Chilean miner. He's one of the people trapped for however many days, almost 2 months, underground in Chile. He ran the New York City Marathon.
Oh, my God.
He walked and hobbled his way to the finish line. He started running, then walked the last half, and then ran at the very end. He had ice packs like taped to his knees at the end. He walked, hobbled his way to the finish line of the New York City Marathon on Sunday, showing the passionate grit that helped him survive more than 2 months trapped underground. More than. Edison Pena crossed at Central Park finish line. 5 hours, 40 minutes, 51 seconds.
That's good time.
The 34-year-old survivor had beat his own goal to complete the course under 6 hours. It's like 26 miles or so, right?
26.2.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't remember when I ran it. Yeah, he struggled. He struggled with himself. He struggled with his own pain, but he did it. You know, he used to do it. He used to practice in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? I'm being serious. You're laughing.
Like, I am laughing, yes.
Yeah, he did. He's saying that he did. He said he would jog 6 or 7 miles each day, 2,300 feet underground in stifling heat and humidity. I would have been like, you're using my oxygen.
That is not true.
We have 10 minutes to jerk off and that's it.
He said he went for 6 miles, but he went around the corner, jerked off, came back an hour later.
I was fucking running all over. I ran all over the place. Did you find an exit, huh? What's on the other end? Oh, well, I don't know. It's all dark. Man, the guy's running all over the place. Yeah, I'm not really, I don't know. It's exciting to do. You're in the marathon. I came in, by the way. I came in number 642. And I guess it's not bad. People are saying it's not bad, but I'm not real proud of my performance.
You came in 642.
Yeah, it's not that good. Don't laugh at me.
Do you know how many people are in the marathon that you think 642 is a high number?
They're like, no, I know. It's like 45,000, but.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not high. I understand. I'm beating myself up.
Yeah.
So.
How are your knees? You got ice packs on them?
You know, I had to walk backwards for the rest of the day. It's so stupid. I'm in my house and I'm walking up the steps and I have to walk backwards just because it's using different muscles. It's so dumb just because it's using different muscles. And one time, well, this is kind of embarrassing. I'm running and I have to pee. I mean, this is taking me some time. I don't know exactly how much. I mean, time really just fucking goes. In fact, there's a clock right at the end when I'm running in, but it was all blurry. I was nervous for a second. My LASIK was fucking up. And I'm like, all right, Keith, you're just tired. But I'm running. I have to pee. I'm going slow, granted, but I deliberately would not go at a walking pace. And so I started like, I'm running sideways like a football drill with my dick out pissing.
Mm.
And then back, and I got a little dribble there, but then you can't tell what's sweat, what's dribble, and so I'd keep running, and then, yeah, at the end, you can't believe it. And that I tried to stretch. I fell right over. I tried to stretch. I fell right the fuck over. I was embarrassed. But there's nobody's judging you, and I wore my foil and got the subway. It's so hard to get a car. It's so hard to get a car. You might as well, you got to take the subway. And you see how many people are in it. It's like all your buddies. And it's like, hey, high five, man. This is cool. We did it. I don't care what number.
I should have known that you did that well when you... When you ran past me so fast, you didn't even pick up the banana that I was trying to hand to you.
Ah, come on.
No, I should have known that. I don't know if you saw, I was holding a computer and Kat was on chat waving at you. Did you see all this? I mean, we were a huge support system.
You know what? You're joking, but I did, you need your potassium, and I did eat a banana, I ate two bananas right before, and I just remembered the story about, I was laughing because I remembered the story about my mom gave me a quarter to buy whatever I want in the store, and so I played Donkey Kong, and then people know this story, and then I went to my mom and I said, oh, okay, I played a video game. And that video games are hard. You know, you think they'd be easier because there's only one button compared to 52, but they're actually harder. But I died right away and I'm like, okay, I guess I still had fun. My mom goes, well, you like bananas. You know, the irony is I'm playing Donkey Kong. And it's like, you like bananas. Why don't you you could have bought a pack of bananas. I'm like, Ma, I saw that the bananas were 29 cents. She goes, why would it gave you the 4 cents? Like all of a sudden you're not the mom that makes me wear plastic bags in my boots and bread bags for my lunch bag. You know,
willy nilly with the 4 cents.
So I was thinking about that as I was running, and I got a cramp a little bit, but because you know you got to just focus on what's going on. I should have brought tunes; it really would have helped. But I'm proud you did it. Sometimes doing it is just getting it done. So
high five, Keith. High five.
Well, thanks. It just felt good. I hope I don't come off like I'm bragging.
No, you can possibly.
It just feels good.
Yeah,
it feels good. You run all the time. Do you feel bad? You missed it.
The New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
I feel like my knees are not as good as yours.
You're a triathlete.
Right.
So I probably sound ridiculous to you, right?
No, I run sprint triathlons, and I did one only.
Well, it's still good. This is my first New York Marathon.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time I did over, 2 miles.
Well, I have ADD with my sports. So I need to switch it up. Like, you know, I can't just run for 26 miles. I got to switch it up and go on my bike for a little while.
Well, people are asking me, like, oh, who was first place? Who was second? I'm like, I got to check the news because I was nowhere near the front. But an Ethiopian won the men's title and a Kenyan won the women's title. Are you shitting me? Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. Is that what happened? An Ethiopian and a Kenyan? Oh, I'm sorry. I have hamburgers in this country. Do you know what I mean?
They were probably running for a banana.
They started running away from a lion in their country and they got a little carried away. They only counted 26 miles. You know what I mean? They ran into the race. I think, by the way, I don't think it's fair. Like, I don't know what I had to sign up for to be in the front to start running. That seemed a little unfair. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm number 6,000 by the time I'm running, you know? But, oh well.
They still count it normally. You understand that?
What do you mean?
Of course, because when the thing in your, you know, the thing in your sneaker that you put?
Right.
As soon as you pass the start line,
by the way, that's
not
when
so it counts.
I feel so stupid. I don't think I lace in. Okay, so I'm going for this run. And I'm tying my laces, and I'm like, no, that's too tight. Nah, not tight enough. Nah, too tight. I mean, Einstein could never have been in a race. I undid my laces and redid them, I swear to God, 10 times.
And that should be fair to compare yourself to Einstein.
What do you mean?
No, that's a good comparison. The having trouble.
No, he can't tie his shoes.
No, I know.
So he's not going to be able to race.
Right. But you did it.
I'm not following you.
I know that.
The poll is, does Chemda make sense?
Einstein wouldn't have been able to follow me either.
Well, let me mention this then, because Chemda's giving me a time, I can tell. Let's talk about wrestling.
Oh, God.
Should it be? All you had to do was behave. I had it right on my desk. I'm like, if Chemda doesn't behave, then talk about wrestling. Watch the WWE, and I'm all caught up. So let me tell everybody right now, Undertaker, Buried Alive. There's a Buried Alive match.
Wait, they called it that match?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you all start Buried Alive?
You start Buried Alive. That makes a lot of sense. You're wrestling. Calm down. Okay? You wrestle, and there's an open grave, and you try to put the other guy into it, and then you start shoveling some dirt over him. So the rules are never really explained, but I assume a thin layer will get it done. While Kane and The Undertaker in this match, he takes a whole truckload of dirt, a whole backhoe full of dirt, and with his powers, the backhoe flips over and dumps all the dirt on top of The Undertaker. Now, this is 2-3 weeks ago.
This also seems very illegal.
It seems very illegal, yes. Doesn't it? So he's underground the whole time, and he's been there ever since. And every Friday on SmackDown, you see him buried under there. Now, wrestling, of course, goes from city to city. So whatever city he was originally buried in, I guess for the rest of the week, hockey players like play hockey around the mound of dirt. I don't know what other events they do there. That seems a little crazy to me. But I don't know. They have it. They have this wrestling timed out. So I guess if you see it a lot, you know what you're doing. But they would have, for example, Kane would be there and he would give his eulogy to his dead brother, even though he's the one responsible for his apparent death. This guy comes into the ring and starts beating them up. Alberto Del Rio. He starts beating up everybody, right? Then Rey Mysterio comes in and he starts beating up him and Kay. Everybody's beating up everybody. Not done yet. Edge, you think you know him? He comes sliding into the ring, kicks two people out of the ring. All of a sudden, the theme song comes on. And I guess my question is, how did they know everybody was done fighting? Like, they know, like, okay, nobody's going to come in the ring and nobody wants revenge. Theme song. They really have this figured out. I'm very, I don't see them getting Emmys, and I don't know why. The show's 2 hours and 5 minutes every day that it's on. The last match always ends at the 5-minute mark. It's amazing. It's something. Get an Emmy for something. Linda McMahon, the wife of the guy that runs it, Vince McMahon, ran for U.S. Senate. This is in real life, not just the storyline. Ran for U.S. Senate for Connecticut. And she ended up losing, which I'm fine with because I know I'm making this up, but I bet if you asked her, is wrestling real, she wouldn't give you a straight answer, so fuck her.
She'd go, is this ring real?
Right. What is real?
Is my jewelry real?
I'm like, go fuck yourself. But the person she was up against who won lied about being in Vietnam. It was proven, and he admitted he lied. Now, what country are we living in where that person can still be a U.S. senator?
Wow, that's
I lied about Vietnam, and people are fine voting for me. Because what? What could there possibly be about him that you like? Because it's probably not true. Yeah, but he supports gay rights. Like, there could be no issue whatsoever that makes you okay with that.
I think people just vote for their party. I don't even know if a lot of people got the memo that he lied that harsh. You know what I mean? Like we said earlier last week, people don't necessarily know the issues of the people that they're voting for. They just vote down the line of their party.
By the way, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, Adam Brown, grab a seat over here. Adam Brown's here. We're about to have our football's about to start in a little bit. And Adam Brown talked to his bookie for me, Hamda.
Oh, Lord.
And I have $50 on the Steelers.
Do you have $50?
I hope. I hope. Don't tell Adam. Adam's getting nervous. This guy breaks thumbs. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
But they have to beat the spread. They have to get over 6.5 points, the Steelers.
It's down to 6.
Down to 6 points?
Yes.
Look at that. Bam! It's in the case getting easier.
You already gained a point.
Wait, so okay, the Steelers have to win by 6 or more points
by
in order for you to win?
By correct. 7 or more or 6 or more?
6 is a push, nothing happens.
Okay.
So I see.
So 6 or more, I'm more than safe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? 6, I'm safe.
And a touchdown is 7, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to go for.
Right, let's do that. $50, what do you win? What's the thing?
$50.
Actually, 46 something.
I win 46 something.
Yeah, yeah.
This is very not in my favor.
Oh, because you have to pay $3 and something to get in there?
Yeah, they have it all worked out.
Okay.
Where you, no matter what, you're getting a little fucked.
Is it like a 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 5-to-1, 100-to-1?
No, it's you could either, if you bet on them to win outright, no matter what happens, you're paying, I think, $250 or something.
Oh, they're 100. Paying you $250? Keith is trying to adjust the mic. I'm sorry.
Okay, don't mind that. Grab that microphone. Right there. All right. What are we doing?
It's going to fall.
All right, so we got $50. That's the fucking point.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so we're hoping they win by 7.
I'm hoping they win by 1,000.
Okay.
I have $50 on that, too. So the coach for the Dallas Cowboys, who the Cowboys right now are 1-7, meaning, of course, they only have one game. And they only won one, and they lost 7.
Oh, that's a lot.
So, obviously, you're mid-season, they fired the coach.
Oh, and the Pittsburgh is playing Dallas? That
no.
Shitty? Oh,
no.
Damn it.
After a string of defeats, the coach ended up getting fired. This move was expected by many, as multiple reports surfaced following the game that the coach was unlikely to make it through the week. He deserved the fade after the Cowboys started the season 1-7, you know, 1-1, 7 losses. Last week, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said that the coach, Coach Phillips, would remain on as head coach for the rest of the season. Oops. Oops. Well, they played. The last game they played was with the Packers, 45-7.
Oh, my God.
45-7. You're fired. But you said, you're fired. 45-7. You said, I could, yeah, 45-7. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Take
have you seen
papers.
This owner, the Cowboys owner?
What about him?
He looks like the most evil guy in the world.
Oh, Jerry Jones? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He looks like the emperor or something.
But what are you going to do? 7 losses. Get the fuck out. Honestly, no offense. If Adam was coaching that team, and he just got into football recently, not even playing it, if he got into that team, they couldn't do worse. He'd go, here's what we're going to do. Hail Mary passes every play. Onside kicks every time. No running up the middle. That bores me. Go. He can't do worse. Good. Goodbye. That's horrible. My God. We have the big screen, right? Right, Newsy? We got the projector. We got the big screen. Mike Kaplan's going to be performing tonight. We're going to watch that in big screen. Watch him be all awkward, taking up my whole wall. It's gonna be very exciting.
It'll be like a life size, like when you do a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
It's gonna feel very live.
Yes.
Yeah. He's on a witch show, some late night show. Mike Kaplan, right? He talked about it in the last
Craig
show.
Craig Kilborn. No, the other one. Who's
the Scottish guy.
Yeah. Who took his place? Craig
Ferguson.
He's gonna be on Craig Ferguson. Cool. You know Craig Ferguson. You have an interview with Craig.
Well,
Ferguson.
Well, it's good for him. You can't help but look funny next to that guy.
You don't like him?
No, I hate him.
I like him. Here's what I like that Craig does the most. You sit next to him as a guest, and he has his note card in front to ask you notes, but he rips it up. And he goes, I'm not going to use these. So fuck my Raiders for taking
this.
He does
this every time?
Every time.
No, not every time, really.
Every single time. It's his little thing. He's like, we're going to, nope.
How probably, are you? At this point, there's nothing on him.
Right? No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think so at all. By the way, let me say this before we get out of here and have our party. Congratulations on your engagement, Adam Brown.
Thank you.
You sticking with it?
Still in it, yeah, yeah.
So you don't? This is exciting. I didn't know you can do this.
I ask for the ring back every day, though. So he's, what? Like, what? Give it back.
He's engaged.
Doesn't get back.
No wedding date set.
No.
Isn't even talking about a wedding date. How wonderful is that? Why not get engaged if you can do that?
I don't know.
The holidays. We're going to let the holidays go through, because that's always a big pain in the balls. And then.
So next year you will discuss.
Yeah, well, it's going to be next fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, I thought there was like an idea of it, because when I texted him congratulations, he said we party next year.
Yeah.
I said, all right, that's date enough for me.
I thought it just meant we're having a party.
No, that's the bachelor party. I mean, that's nothing to do with the wedding.
Could we hear how you did it?
Nothing crazy. Just in the park, walking the dog. It was a nice day out.
So
I'm not going to say what I said.
He was scooping it up with one hand.
Yep.
He goes, honey, can you...
shit. And then what's in there?
Oh,
I did the magic surprise hidden ring, you know?
He has her... She happens to be looking at something else. They're both sitting on a blanket. She turns around, and there he is with the open ring.
Bam! And I said that.
Gotcha! But he didn't want to sound sappy, so he didn't say it at first. Did you? Were you saying sappy things?
I said sappy thing.
Yeah? You embarrassed about saying, or you just want to keep it between you two?
Yeah.
You're embarrassed, right?
I'm embarrassed, too, yeah.
You can go, Keith, I didn't say it to you for a reason.
Yeah. I'm kind of offended, but... Who's going to be your best man?
I don't know.
No?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot.
It'll save you the hassle of answering it.
I might just do, seven best men. Like, no groomsmen. They're all best men. But I don't know who walks up the thing first.
I like Adam's
probably
idea.
Family.
You make everybody a best man.
Then they all got to give me the big gift.
This fucking bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah.
One person has the donkey. One person has the hookers. One person's catering.
Oh, that's true.
Who pays for the bachelor party? The best man. Well, I have seven. We're going to Mars.
No, we're already talking Vegas, though.
Like, oh, shit.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see how the game goes tonight.
Right.
And maybe I'll be able to fulfill my duties as a best man.
Build up your bankroll.
We'll see what goes on.
Do you know if you're having the wedding in New York?
We're going to, probably Brooklyn or New York in general. Yeah.
Well, let me mention. No. Well,
or to Hawaii.
Well, congratulations.
Everyone's got to buy tickets.
Yeah. Right? Don't you hate those? Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I like both of you. I've seen you together many times. I don't get it, but you're happy, and I wish you the best. Let me mention this. This show is brought to you by PickAnExcuse.com, the iPhone app. PickAnExcuse.com has over 1,000 excuses for any occasion. What's your excuse for not downloading it? I've been asking you this. It's free. That's a stupid excuse. I hope they don't have stupid excuses like the one you just gave, because it's fucking free. Go to PickAnExcuse.com, download it now. Come to anything else?
Let's win at least $50.
Okay. Oh, Kendra's going to be so nervous. Are you going to join us?
Maybe I will now.
There you go.
See, the great thing is online, you can put like $2 on if you want. There's no minimums, so you can you should join in. It makes the game so much more exciting.
Adam knows. Adam knows that if he talks to me about gambling, I'm going to be like, what? Right. Really?
You don't want to do it. You know what? Online poker is enough for her.
Oh, right. Yeah,
don't introduce something new. I'm nervous for myself.
No, just for all the ladies out there who, you're forced to watch this football anyway, right?
Right.
You might as well, throw down some money, and then all of a sudden you understand that there's a fucking,
There's a reason to
watch. 7 out of 10 third down conversions. You know that now because you got 5 cents on the game.
No, Brother Love has a point. She ends up betting on this. Way the first quarter's going not so well, all of a sudden we have a smash TV. Let's not include her. All right, have a great day. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com